Yüksek efekt.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for all of you for coming tonight. Almost had everybody here. That's great. We have a quorum. May I have approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from August 15th, 2022 council meeting?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Communications? No communications. Items from the public. Anybody on Zoom have any communications for the council or the city? Okay, hearing none. No communication or no items from the public. Civil service appointment number 7. I'd like the council's approval to appoint Shane Green to the Civil Service Commission. That will be my last appointment. That will make it 5.
I make a motion. Oh,
okay.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And I will be working on revising the civil service code to reflect the increased. Okay, number 8, Pacific County Interlocal Cooperative Agreement. I can hear it, get a motion in a second, and we'll have a discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
What is it?
So we don't currently have an agreement between public works, the city and the county. So it's just the right procedure to have. Like just recently when they got hanging flowers, our bucket truck was broke down in the shop. So they let us borrow their bucket truck. We use their sweeper because there's a little bit different for some of the gravel. And so that's all it is, just so we can kind of help each other out.
Be legitimate.
Yeah. And it looks good.
But
there's no cost to either of us.
No, I think that if there was going to be a cost, that would be associated before we used it. So yes.
So if we needed something longer term or something like that, we'd negotiate. Hey,
we'll yeah, I think it says something like about rent, and so okay. Generally it's no cost. I mean.
Well, also references services, which could be somebody or some person doing something for
there's us. That in the past, been a long time ago, and it would be nice to get back there. Like say they're going to chip seal and they're just like close to Raymond, and you know, instead of just stopping, they always stop now because, anyways, and it'd be nice for them to continue to like Bloomhart maybe or. The South Bend Raymond Road out back, or even when they sand, sometimes you know they're already sanding, they just sand less, a little bit of Bloomhart. We have to pay for some sand, or you know, it just works out well.
Okay,
that was the only question I had. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. All right, Ordinance 1911, amending, repealing, and adding to Chapter 2.15, Mayor Duties and Authorities, and Chapter 2.35, City Appointee Offices. This is a second reading. Can I have a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion on this? It was on the agenda last council meeting. And there was no changes other than there was a typo that was corrected.
Just a second table that's still there. And I found a couple more.
Okay, so if you want to go ahead and let here. If you have it.
I don't have it. Yeah.
Okay. This one's
dashes.
Can I spell this one? Oh, I see that one. Okay. Anything else or any additional questions, comments, or?
I guess the only other thing, since we are looking at it, it does say municipal court judge, which we don't have, but it's fine to leave it in there. We just, it's not a filled position, right?
I thought I took that out.
So 2.35.010, which is the first thing below the table of contents, lists the judge.
On the second page, page two?
One of three, I think you said.
Well, there's like multiple sections of it. So it's okay. There's the ordinance starts at page one,
okay,
page
those,
two, page three.
Okay, page two are repealed where it lists the judge. 2.35.050 are repealed.
That's repealed. Yeah, all the 2.35s are repealed.
All the
2.35s. Yeah, that is all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought I caught them all. So.
Yeah, that's fine. So okay. I saw it in there. Okay. Makes sense. That's it.
Okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. And I really had hoped that Chuck was going to be here tonight. He's not on Zoom. Okay. So this is a proposal by the by Chief Spohr for a hiring bonus for a lateral position. I did email the council and give you a heads up. So it is not on the agenda for action tonight. It's on the agenda for discussion tonight. So I'd like the council's input on this. You have not seen this. This is the first time seeing it put together tonight. So I, this is what Chuck has presented to me and then to you guys for discussion from all of yours. Yes.
I have no problem with it. I assume this is in line with other cities and what they're doing right now. And we're not well above, we're not well below, but this is kind of ballpark.
This is actually probably well below. Okay. Some cities, of course, they're bigger cities, but their lateral hiring bonuses are about 30,000.
I meant comparable cities.
Yes, here. Comparable cities, yes.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we've done our due diligence that we're not way out of line with comparable cities and we could back that up if we needed to.
Yeah, and if we needed to, we could do this. And the only thing that is different than, I mean, he got this from a different city. And the only thing that is really different is the step increases or the spreading it out over a period of time is the only thing I felt comfortable doing. I feel like even splitting it in half, I would much rather see it dig out in quarterly increments and then see what it says.
A question about the repayment. So it says, employee voluntarily leaves employment with the department or is terminated for cause before working 3 full years for the city. Mm-hmm. So you've got, if the person leaves less than 1 year, and if the person leaves between 1 year and 2 years, mm-hmm. Should there be another line between 2 years and 3 years? Under 3 years full employment?
We can make it 1 year to greater than 2 years.
Okay. It seems like, yeah, you've got a gap of what's third here.
So that would take care of it if it was just greater instead of less than. Yeah. Okay, any additional discussion? Okay, I'll see that small change is made and it will be on the agenda for action in the next council.
The only question I'd have is currently a new recruit takes how long they get them at full speed?
Six months. As an example, we have somebody that we just, an entry-level position.
Right.
And he doesn't go to the academy until February. He's at the academy and full pay for 6 months.
Sure.
And then he'll come back, and then he's with an FTO, a field training officer,
okay,
for at least several months after that.
Okay.
So he is working,
yeah,
but he's working with someone else between now and February.
Got it.
So you can figure probably close to $70,000 we'll spend for him before he gets on the road by himself.
And the length of time before he gets in by himself from start to in by himself is
about a year.
Is about a year.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, right now, because if you're looking today, we're in September, and he doesn't go till February,
right,
and then he's gone,
okay,
for 6 months.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I was just pondering the 3 years, whether it was long enough or not, but I guess you can't time down forever. But
I know. I would agree with that, but again,
right,
it's
but
tough to hold,
you know, if they leave early, you can get to capture something back. So. Okay.
And you understand this is a lateral. This is not for entry level. There is no signing bonus for an entry level.
Right.
This is
a full fledged officer ready to roll the,
yes,
day he signs the paper.
And we have someone waiting.
Right.
And
okay,
potentially a second person.
Waiting. Okay.
Or not waiting. I have one waiting and one potential lateral maybe going to apply.
I guess that my next question was is the it's a question for Chuck on how he sees and wants his department, but to get his department where he needs it, is this a tool that maybe it's not one, but it's two, or it's,
yeah,
whatever you need to do to get up to snuff?
Yeah, it's gonna help for sure.
Yeah, but so because I know there's a lot of police departments that are actively recruiting. And so you're kind of in the middle of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any additional questions? Okay. So department head reports, Fire Chief Bill Vivian.
Thank you. Things are going well. A busy holiday weekend, 6 weeks. As you probably know, Pacific County is drying out quite a bit right now. It's pretty warm weather coming up, so just spread the word to keep fire safe. That's all I have right now. Any questions?
No report from Fire Chief or Police Chief Chuck Spohr, Public Works Director Eric Weiber. Hello.
So we'll update the water tank. Project is moving ahead. It should be completed hopefully within the next couple weeks, the painting. This type of year, the weather holds out, but we should be in good shape there. It should really only probably take a little of next week to get that done. Paving is going on the ramp that we have. And I would like to have this in the packet, the memo and all the stuff, but there's a portion of Barnard Street, Washington to Jackson, that is not in the grant. So it's the only part of Barnard that's not getting repaved through the grant. It's graded better, and it's not great. And during these projects, we in the past from the council asked for some money so we can complete that street. So that's what I'm doing now. It's around 25 grand. It's not coming tax. We're around 30. We have a little leeway there. Our portion currently for the project as it stands is $61,717. And in the past, we like to stay somewhere around spending $100,000, you know, and then we don't score the projects to make them good. So we're still under, they're going to be paving over here, and I haven't got a date yet for the parking lots, but that alley, you know, that's one of the things we'd like to pave also, which I think we're still in line to be able to get that done. So they didn't give this number till late on Friday, so I could get the packet. And I can't really wait because they're going to start paving and grinding. So. anyways, we'd like to get 30,000 for paving Washington to Jackson on the corner.
Motion. So moved. Second.
Second.
Any additional discussion?
I mean, we have that much in street fund, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. It's just not budgeted or allocated without asking. I mean, it just makes the project so much better.
Okay. Any additional questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it. That's my other question.
Nice to see you all, though, but yeah, we'll pass that here.
It's nice, yes. Yes. A lot of stuff going on. It's just great, and we're super busy, but a lot of good stuff's happening. So.
Okay. Court Chair Floyd, McIntosh. I don't really have any updates. I'm just working on getting things situated. I'll be going to a conference next week for 3 days, so I'm just trying to get that one or everything in place so that I can do that. I just have a couple of things. I wanted to update the council on the city hall / fire hall replacement or whatever you want to call it. The city hall, I had originally mentioned that there potentially might be a resolution for an emergency resolution for the city hall. That I was misled, but it's not the first time. That would only apply if a building had been damaged due to a natural disaster, or the building was not inhabitable. So that does not qualify.
I mean, if walls are kind of moving,
yeah. it's been determined that City Hall is not structurally unsound at this time. So I had a meeting with Gray and Osborne, which are engineers that I have worked with for a long time at the city of South Bend. And I wanted their input to see what, and Eric was in on the meeting as well, to see if they could provide me with some advice on where to start. Because this is definitely not something I've ever done before. And I made it first with Matt. I didn't even know where to begin. So they were very honest. It's not something that they've ever done. They do buildings for water treatment plants, public works projects, public work housing, that public work housing buildings that not halls and fire halls. So we had a long discussion. He said normally the architect will take the lead and be the primary contact for a project like this. So he gave me a great deal of information for and people that they've have great respect for and people that they've worked with in the past. So I'll be reaching out to them, talking to some people to see what's best for us in our area and start looking at an architect to help get this project moving forward. And I know all of you should be extremely aware that working government, nothing goes fast. So I know it's not something that's going to happen anytime in the next couple, probably even a couple of years, but I will definitely continue to work and see what I can come up with. And we did get a grant several years ago for the design. So we actually have a design for a new public safety building, which was intended for the fire department and the police department. We think it can be easily, without a lot of change per se, and make it into a fire hall, city hall. So,
was that the Gozart engineer?
Yeah.
Up in Aberdeen.
Yeah. So, and we just in house have discussed some different options of where it could go and what we could do. And it's definitely just in the talking stages. And you'll all be kept in the loop and you'll all know what's going on. As I learn stuff and new and get more information, I will pass it on to you either via email or in the council meetings. So you'll all know what's going on. So, and then lastly, I'm pretty excited about this. I received a phone call. At middle part of the third week in August from a gal from Energy Northwest. And she had talked to Jason Dunsmore at the PUD, and he had gave her my name and phone number. And Energy Northwest was going to be applying for grant funding for charging stations for the city of Raymond. So they have, I'll just read a little bit. It says, as we discussed, if Energy Northwest is awarded the grant, the funds would be used to have the high voltage line extension and transformer installed, site plan developed, permits obtained, land leases in place. Future, next year, we'd apply for separate grant funding to complete the project with the remaining infrastructure, parking spots, charging stations. So this, right now, where it's being looked at, because it makes the most sense, is at the Carriage Museum. There is a pump station transformer down at the Carriage Museum that meets the qualifications for the PUD and for this project. So it is exactly what they need to make this happen. So I was so excited. She said Energy Northwest has received this funding opportunity from the Washington State Department of Commerce to assist with the development and construction of transportation electrification initiatives. And they own the Department of Commerce is doing it in a 2-grant process and are not really sure why, but they're willing to do the whole thing. And she said, and a few of the benefits to hosting the EVCS, Energy Northwest pays for all the purchase, installation, and maintenance costs. It increases visitor traffic and annual payment options to the city will be based on square footage or percentage of revenue sharing. So it costs us, the city, nothing, and we can reap some benefit from it.
So this outfit actually builds and gets the revenue.
That's right.
But kind of leases the parking spaces from us.
Right.
You get reimbursed, yeah.
Right. And it would be an interlocal agreement between them and us. And we're way, 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 way new. I mean, we're way far away from that at this point in time. But I just wanted to let you know that it is a very good possibility. And they would also like to partner with Tesla, because they would like to have, Tesla to put one in down here as well.
So would that be two different types? Or?
Yes, okay. They'd be in the same place.
But they'd be two different types, one for Tesla and one.
Yes. So they're also going to work with Tesla to see if Tesla will put one down here as well. So I couldn't be more happy than to hear that this is needed desperately down here, and they have identified this area as a special need. So I'll keep you guys updated on that.
Cool.
And I think that's all I had to blabber about. So council comments.
Chris, Chuck is on there now.
Oh, you guys had any questions?
Yeah, the question. Did you have a question for him?
For who?
For Chuck.
I think I answered your questions, didn't you, about the hiring bonus paperwork?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only got comments because I'm getting a lot of comments. Our issue on Duryea Street isn't getting any better. And so is there kind of a progress report? What are we doing? What can we do? What's going to be done? I think there's a contingent, if I heard right, I think there's a contingent next meeting that's going to show up and express their displeasure with the goats and the geese and the McDonald's farm on that block.
Yeah, I'll join in there too. I just live 4 houses away, and they've got goats and they've got geese and they've got ducks and
goats.
And last night their dogs were loose. No, this morning.
Have we done anything, or are we going to do anything?
Yes, Tia is working on it. She has sent letters. She has.
Okay.
And she's taken a lot of verbal and written abuse
yeah.
from them over it.
Yeah.
She has worked on it, yes.
Well, maybe at the next meeting, because I think what I heard was there was going to be some show up next meeting. Maybe we got our ducks in order.
Yes, I will. I'll
plan to at least have a list of what actions we've taken to date and what actions we plan on taking and what are the possible actions we can take. I guess that's another thing that's out there. What can we do? What's our ultimate,
backyard.
What's our ultimate priority of regulating such things? So I think just a little homework ahead of that would probably be good to have.
I'll talk to her.
Okay.
I feel for the house next door that's for sale. So I watched that house for weeks now, and I just believe that that's probably a good reason why.
Believe me, if the previous owners of that house had that
the
problem
same
there,
oh man,
it wouldn't be there long.
She would, yeah.
That's where we grew up.
Oh.
I have a question on the bills and checks and stuff.
Okay.
It's 70542. No, 70543. Randy's Landscaping and Nursery?
Yes.
What's that for?
They come in, they redid our flower beds, retailed up, we did all around City Hall. They also did it for the library as well. They were actually contracted to do it last year and didn't get done.
Don't we have a person that does that?
Well, yes and no. We pick a few of what's going to get done. So right now they've been painting other things. So, City Hall generally always had it done by Randy or somebody in the past. Generally, we would take care of the library, but we're running out of time. So at some point, there's no point this year to get it done if we're not, still a nice amount of time. We tried to do it when we can, but we lost some time this year, in the rain. So that's what it's for.
Did we used to do summer hire college students? Did we used to do that? They did miscellaneous stuff around paint curbs, etc.
How long ago?
I don't know.
I don't want to say no because it was years ago, but
seems
they had for a long time. I think in the past, maybe with Circum, they had.
I think your dad had
help,
some kids.
And then
summer.
Shane Green, Mike Freeman.
Yeah.
They had some stuff like that. And then for a while, the city, they had Gary Hacker. He was state paid half of his wage, so he was on a lot, and then that kind of program went away.
Yeah,
we've tried to in the past maybe even have opportunity for some people to put up fines, but that never passed out.
They did hire kids, yes.
Yeah, we had a couple of years. We had one of the guys from the fire department, the part time guys, and we had last year we had another guy. A lot of people applied for it, and it really wasn't great in the past. When you hire young enough, then you can't really just turn them loose on, certain things. You can have them bark or something, but it's a little harder to have them mow certain things and do other stuff. So it is nice. This is our first year. We really had a really great for a long time person that's capable of doing numerous things. So it's actually been pretty awesome. It would have been nice to it didn't rain so much in the beginning part because we were really hopeful to have a little extra time.
Any additional council comments?
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, there a second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. I'm not going to ask for a vote.
Lock them.